Chicago novelist Leon Forrest died 5 years ago without seeing his work acquire much of a national readership. His first novel, There Is a Tree More Ancient Than Eden, first published in 1973, has recently been reprinted. Alan Chews has a review.
I opened this novel and felt as though I'd stepped into a prose wind tunnel. The story of a young black man named Nathaniel Witherspoon on a journey home to rural Mississippi on the occasion of his mother's funeral, the book jacket tells us. Forget about the story. Enjoy this book for the language, buffeting you almost like the sheets of sound in a Coltrane solo. Enjoy the delicious bouillabaisse of styles from Pound to Joyce to Gene Toomer to Faulkner and Thomas Wolfe and Ralph Ellison. Enjoy the writer's love of the world and all its sights, sounds, smells, tastes. Listen to Nathaniel describe his relative, the renegade hero Jamestown Fishbond, whose dark face glows, we hear, as if when someone turns on a distant lamp, faint in the pitch black, and it changes ever so slightly, the beautiful face of the black night, giving it a faint, faint, faint gold in its rich pitch. Just a few of the reasons for giving yourself over to the raucous music of this fabulous, daring, flawed, and all too untimely ripped from us writer.
The book is There Is a Tree More Ancient Than Eden. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.